This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I'm Chip Brim. I'm here with my wife, Candace Brim, and this is our week that Mom gives us, and we're very thrilled about that. Billy Brim is my mom. We're pastors of a church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. It's called A Glorious Church.
With Pastor Lee Morgans.
Oh, yes, with Pastor Lee Morgans. And it's A Glorious Church, and we're, you know, our symbol, our motto is where we train champions for Christ. So,
yeah.
We're going to train, not entertain. We love you. We're going to bless you and help you and
build
coach you and stretch you. And if you need a church, then come on down, and we'd love to have you. Now, otherwise, let's get into the Word. We've been talking about signs and things like that. Why don't you start us off with that verse you got, Candy, and then we'll go from there.
Well, we were just talking about in James 1, 2, and I'm reading out of the, what is it here? The New International, and it says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing.
Meaning mature.
Yes.
So that verse just said, if you keep your joy, mm-hmm. when temptations comes, which is not easy to do.
Right.
Then you will endure. Mm-hmm. And you know who else endured? Jesus endured the cross.
Right.
And he did it for the joy of, and that was us going to heaven.
Right.
So we need to endure. Mm-hmm. He endured for us. It's our time to endure. And then when you endure, you mature.
Right.
Yeah. And when you mature, you will need nothing because you have experienced.
And your faith grows.
Your faith grows. Read it one more time. Let's just chew on that a little bit.
Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity. For great joy.
Yes.
An opportunity.
Not it's of, just, oh, poor me.
Yeah. It's time to decide which side you're going to give.
We can pass this test.
Yeah.
And if we pass this test, we can pass the next test.
Right.
Because the Bible says to go from faith to faith and glory to glory.
Glory to glory, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So it says, an opportunity for great joy, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing.
Huh. Now, Candy, what version was that again?
It's James 1, 2.
Okay, because I was just reading that, and I was talking to Mimi about it, and how the difference of reading the scripture in a situation, but then when you go through it, and you prove the word.
Prove it, yes.
And it sets in your heart. It grows roots in your heart.
Yes.
You know, at the time, it's not not under the flesh. But when you have that promise, example, fear issue, you go through a situation, and then you receive peace, and then you realize you receive the peace and the fear goes away. You will never forget it, and that testimony will help you defeat future things with the enemy.
Amen.
It's amazing how much that sets in you.
Yes.
It's until you do it, you can't explain it until you've gone through it.
Right.
And so I can see, like, in each little situation, there's one that's going to be a test with money, a test with healing, a test.
Right.
There's going to be tests, and they're all opportunities to let that truth of
it's
God's word in your heart
root set. Exactly. Yeah. And I can give you story after story after story.
People have no idea about your guys' stories. I know how you guys live by faith these months. I've heard what you guys have told me. I know, like, everything they tell you on the radio, Aunt Candy, Uncle Chip, my family, but them especially, everything. I know it's the Lord, like, from them telling me, just sharing their heart. Like, these are real stories. These are not just 5-minute testimonies. These are real feelings, real facts that you've seen, real things that you guys have gone through and seen God work. I've seen
this
it.
This is reality radio.
Reality radio.
You know what? Mom used to say this, and she got it from Brother Hagin. I feel sorry for people who's never really had to live by faith.
Oh,
because
me
that's
too.
The testing and the approving, and that you can go higher, higher, higher. Now, listen to this translation of James. Consider yourself happy.
Yes.
This is good.
During trials of every sort. Well, there's people out there right now going, you're crazy. Knowing that the testing or proving of your faith develops endurance. And this endurance develops maturity. And you will grow and you will never want or lack anything. Now, what this is talking about is this. I want to read this to you out of... Now, listen to this one, Jared. Candy and I were talking about this at church the other day. This is the Message translation. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith, your life, is forced into the open and shows its true colors. Now, watch this one. So don't try to get out of this thing or anything prematurely. Let it do its work so that you can become mature, more developed, and you won't be deficient in anything. Don't get out of it. There are people going, God, get me out of it. No, you rise up in your faith.
Activate
your faith. You activate that thing and go through it because it's going to help you for the next one. And here's what I thought of, the Lord reminded me of. When my first jobs was at Tulsa, I don't know if I'm supposed to say where it was, but I was at a high school. We couldn't win. We were losing game after game after game after game. I hated losing. I didn't like anything about it. Mm-hmm. And all this, you know, if I would have, through those trials and losing 15 in a row, whatever, if I would have said, I'm out, I'm done, I'm finished, I want out of this thing, I can't handle it anymore. You know what I would have never seen? I would have never seen that the next year things had turned and my guys developed and we started winning and we went to state. The next year after that, we win state. The next year after that, I get a job where we win state many times. Mm-hmm. The next year after that, I'm at a college or my high school pro, scouting, whatever. All of those things were there, mm-hmm. but they were not, I would have never seen them. I would have never seen them or had those platforms right. of those champions. And I would have never tasted all that success if I would have bailed out early, prematurely, during that trial.
Right.
But because I got through that thing and tested and proven, count it all joy. You're going to, you see what I'm saying?
Right,
that's
right.
how I get out of this.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. What is that scripture? Can you read the last half of that?
It's,
the highlighted,
yeah, and right above it and below it. There.
So
that's the
James,
message.
James 4, chapter 1:4. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work, so you
Let
become mature and well developed, and not deficient anyway. I just think it's interesting that because this has what comes down to is you being perfected,
mm-hmm.
but the part before that is the something uncomfortable to your soul.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So I think it's funny how it mm-hmm. points out, hey, it's uncomfortable to your soul.
Right.
But that means the end part result mm-hmm. is another part of right. perfecting.
Right.
And that's Jesus's work is that he perfects us.
Amen.
And this he endured in his role as a high priest.
He didn't bail out.
It's Hebrews 13:20-21 that he perfects us in all good things that we may walk worthily before the Lord. Uncle Chip, you showed me that scripture.
Yeah.
The first one, the great shepherd, you know.
Yeah.
But
aren't you glad he endured? Aren't you glad Jesus didn't bail out and go,
and
you know what? Enough's enough. This is really not worth
it. I've had enough of these stripes. I'm done.
I'm done. And people
Thank
don't
you,
realize,
Lord.
Like, you say he did endured us for heaven. He endured us for heaven on earth.
Yes.
I know. You meant that. But he endured it for everything now.
Everything.
And that's the one thing this last year, I ask every minister or anyone, you know, who's really just seeking after the Lord and following his plan. I go, how's everything going? And they go, great. A little uncomfortable. A little uncomfortable to my flesh, but it's good.
Yeah.
And I said, that's where the Lord's taking everyone right now.
Yeah.
He's aligning them.
Yeah.
And he's letting them go places and it's stretching their faith.
Yeah.
But it's a part of the perfecting and that glory this year. The Lord's moving in different ways, but it's going to move some flesh out and it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But look at it for joy.
Right.
I thought that was interesting how that's, I've been hearing
that. It just goes into what we've been talking about all week. It's uncomfortable. All these things you're going through are uncomfortable,
right.
and you can give a sign of that uncomfortableness, you know?
Yeah.
You can give that. And just like it says in James 1:2, consider it a sheer gift. That's the sign right there.
Yeah.
That's the sign. Whenever trials, temptations, tests come your way, the sign to give is to consider it a sheer gift.
Yeah.
And another translation, it said, be happy. And another, I mean, there's all kinds of different translations. But great joy, it's an opportunity. Who was it with it? Don't quote me on this, radio people, but was it Smith Wigglesworth, or that every time an opportunity came up, he said,
him, yeah.
Oh, great, Lord, another opportunity.
When pressure or a trial came to him, he would say, this is an opportunity.
Yeah, this is the opportunity.
To grow. Now here, I want to tell you something. Now everybody listen. Get your ear real close to the radio, wherever you're at. There's something greater than faith. Mm-hmm. And it's called approved faith.
Yeah.
Tested faith, mm-hmm. tried faith, and won faith.
That's what we're talking about. You see what I'm saying? Big difference, yeah.
Approved faith.
Yeah.
There's measured faith when you're a baby. Remember, you don't get all full faith when you're a baby. That'd be like a baby with the... When you're a born-again Christian, that'd be like a baby with a shotgun. Boom, 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 accidentally killing people. Yeah. So you get a measure. Mm-hmm. And then you go from faith to faith. But then there is proven faith.
Proven
That's
faith.
The one he bragged on in Hebrews 11, the champions of faith.
Right.
Why? They went through it. They tested it. When the trials and pressure came, mm-hmm. they counted it joy. And knowing they're going to see more and be more mature, they're going to endure. That's champion faith.
Yeah.
Approved faith. Mm-hmm. The Greek word is called dokeo faith. Approved faith. Mm-hmm. Faith of repetition, one says.
Right.
How would you like to have the reputation? That's a faith man. Mm-hmm. That guy's a faith man. Mm-hmm. Well, when the devil, he sends out a sign. Don't send me there. Don't send me there.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're faith people.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I want demons to say when they're assigned mm-hmm. against me or my mm-hmm. family. Mm-hmm. But there's only one way to do that. Get into word. Know who you are in Christ.
Right.
And that way you can stand.
Right.
And say the right things.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Approved faith.
Approved faith.
Approved faith.
That's faith is good.
Yeah.
It pleases God. But man.
Approved faith.
Proven faith.
And that means, approved faith means you've gone through something.
Yep.
And you came out the other side smelling like roses.
It's worth more. In one scripture it says it's worth more than silver and gold.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it is.
It is.
It is worth more than money because
now the next, here comes the next thing.
Yeah.
And you're able to do it. Why? Because you did it then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's some people going, how could I be full of joy mm-hmm. on a pressure situation?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You just got to, know what it means.
Right.
My people perish.
And we all go through stuff.
Yeah.
We're all going, we go through stuff all the time. Everybody, we're going through stuff right now.
Candy.
You know, and it's just...
Yeah.
But we've been there, done that.
Yeah, going through this situation does not mean you're wrong.
Right.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. Are you sinned? Or
everybody.
You did something?
No.
Yeah, no. It's just the way life is set up.
Yeah.
It's just,
And you know what? We're running out of time, but tonight a big thing's going on in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Meet Candy and I down there in Collinsville at Salee Football Field tonight. Would you be there tonight, 5 o'clock, from 5 to 9 at the football field in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We're going to have... a youth rally called Light the City, and everybody's invited. We're going to have bands, music, games, inflatables, giveaways, prizes. I'm going to speak, and Mr. Carney's going to speak.
Daniel Carney.
Uh-huh. And then we're just going to have a great time. So don't miss out and join us there, and we would love to see you. Come down, and if you come and say, hey, I listened to you on the radio and I heard this, I'll dig out a special prize for you somehow. Mm-hmm.
Yep, sounds good.
You know, might be a little, I don't know, might be something. Maybe it's just a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're so glad to have this opportunity to speak to you and join us monthly. We're here on Mom's Radio Station. And remember, be strong in the Lord. See you next time.